This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programmes, click on to dwworld.de.
Pope Benedict has begun a four-day visit to his native Germany amid protests from Germans opposed to his conservative views on sexuality and still angry about the child sex scandals involving Catholic priests. There were also protests from some German MPs who boycotted a speech Benedict delivered to Parliament in Berlin. Hardy Graupner reports.
The Pope said early on Thursday that it was not a big surprise to see tens of thousands leaving the Catholic Church in the face of massive sex abuse scandals, but he expressed confidence that the Church would have the strength to overcome that crisis. But sex abuse did not feature in his address to the Bundestag, where he chose to talk about politicians' moral standards. He called on them not to sacrifice ethics for power. What would present-day legislators do if they were granted one wish, he asked? Like in all the centuries before, the thing for them to wish would be the ability to tell right from wrong, make laws in the interests of the people, and thus rise above the wish for fame and success. Scores of legislators from the opposition Green, Left and Social Democratic parties had chosen not to attend the Pope's address. Most of them argued they didn't want to support a man whose views on sexual morality they considered as being obsolete and not in line with present-day realities. Jan Korte from the Left Party was one of those who refused to listen to the Pope. One thing is very important to me in this context, he said. The Bundestag is the very place where we are meant to exchange arguments on controversial issues so as to help us reach compromises in the end. So it's not the fact that the Pope delivered a speech in Parliament that worried me so much, but I found it disturbing that we parliamentarians would not have a chance to react to it and reply directly and address some of the issues where we don't see eye to eye with the pontiff. Representatives of the ruling coalition government were more supportive of the visiting guest. Without the churches, Germany would not only be worse off spiritually, German Chancellor Angela Merkel said, it would also be a socially colder place to live in. Religion and belief are not a burden on the secular state. On the contrary, she said, they are crucial for social cohesion. At a rally in downtown Berlin, several campaigners criticized the Pope's stance on gay rights. Other critics lashed out against his policies on the use of condoms.
Certain other continents, particularly in Africa, the Pope still is an authority and is listened to. He's indirectly responsible for millions of deaths.
The Pope is expected to face fewer protests during his stopovers in the German towns of Erfurt and Freiburg over the remaining 3 days of his visit to Germany. But controversy might flare up during a scheduled meeting with Protestants who've been criticizing the Pope for not opening up to their demand of a joint Eucharist. Hardy Graupner, Deutsche Welle Radio, Berlin.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the programme. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.